Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, and in the studio today, full house. We got
Bob Saget.
What? Bob Saget? Where?
Joe Bob Saget?
Have he said you ever it was a full house.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man. That's, how old are you anyway, Grandpa? We have CJ. We have...
That was some sort of sick Olsen twins reference.
Mermaid kind Angela. And Single Scott, singlescott.com. They're all here, and we're going to have a fun little show today. I brought them in because I have no material. I have nothing to work with.
We'll fill up the time nicely.
I had another computer meltdown right before the show today. Notes, all my preparation that I do for this show, lost, finished in the thin air.
Cheese whiz in it again?
Yeah. No, it's actually Cheetos. I got some of that dust in the keyboard.
That'll do it.
Don't do that. Just don't do it. It's not a pretty sight, trust me. We're going to have to wing it today, guys.
Well, that will be so different from usual when
exactly.
It is so clearly and carefully scripted.
We usually have a scripted show
tightly orchestrated.
Exactly. I mean, every second is planned perfectly. And today it's going to be real loosey-goosey.
that'll be a nice change of pace for us.
Yes. But we got Mermaid Angela here, so that might play to our advantage.
Ah, we like it when she's loosey-goosey.
Yeah, we have to do an on-air measuring.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Angela is going to go through a fitting today, live on Scuba Radio.
She's going to have a fit?
A fitting.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. She might have a fit when we try to do the fitting.
Yes.
Actually.
Nah, she's pretty cool.
Yeah,
she's
pretty
cool. I don't
see her freaking out. She's very...
You know, that actually explains the fact that for the last 45 minutes you've been practicing measuring my inseam, and I was wondering why that was happening, and now it all starting to make sense.
I was going
to
say the word easy, but that didn't work.
No,
that did not work.
Yes, that's not the word.
Come on, Bill.
It works. It works for me.
How dare you?
Yes. Well, see, that's why I put Angela one person away from me. So she can't smack me when
probably
I accidentally...
Don't look at
right
me
now
for a buffer.
Yeah. You are my bodyguard.
I got to step back and just let it happen.
CJ is my human shield.
I can climb right over you.
And, you know, this is starting to work for CJ, too.
Yeah. I don't think I'd have a problem with that.
He paid $20 for that once. I saw him. Now, anyway, we're going to go through a fitting. Mermaid Angela is being fitted with a new mermaid tail. We actually have... some new, tails getting ready to be displayed. They are, if everything goes as planned.
Well, that's likely.
Ready. Yeah. Well, they'll be ready for Our World Underwater, the dive show in Chicago here in like 3 weeks. So we're getting prepared for that world debut of the new Scuba Radio Mermaid.
I hear that mermaids shed their tails every year and then grow a new one. Is that true?
Angela, have you molted?
I don't like to use that word, but yes, it's time for new tails.
All right, so we have that to look forward to.
She has a problem with the M word.
Yeah,
as we will now have to call it the M word.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, what she does with the old one is anyone's guess, but I figure we could sell it on eBay for a cool mill.
Yeah, I know some in Japan. They've got some automated machines.
They make
where
it
you
into
can get
soup.
Those. Yes, yes.
Mermaid tail soup.
Yep, yes, I think so. I think it's actually.
It's considered to be more politically correct
right
than shark fin soup.
Absolutely. Actually, no, I don't think it is. I think it's a very bad taste.
Oh, okay.
It actually tastes bad.
A little fishy, a little gamey?
Maybe.
I don't don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, I apologize, Angela.
Hmm.
I mean,
it all depends on the dip.
Hell, yes.
Yeah, I think it's probably all those comments about, you so fine, I drink your bathwater kind of thing that Angela gets. So she figures it probably does taste good. So you're probably right. You've heard that before many times. In a lot of dive shows that I'm aware
because no one can actually see what's going on, if you can imagine the number of blank stares that Craig is getting
like, about
the bathwater comment. The only one not giving him a blank stare is Angela, because she's learned that if she just smiles and nods her head slightly, you'll likely move on.
That's what I'm hoping for, Bill.
All right. Well, let's move on then. Let's
nicely
talk about
done.
Some new products for divers. Now, this is kind of a unique thing I came across this week. That, you know, Angela and Scott were with me in Grenada when we went to Aquanox Grenada. Matter of fact, we're going to check
Thanks for bringing that up.
Peter and Galinda.
No sense pouring salt into that wound, which is so freshly healed.
Well, let me tell you about one of the problems I had personally when I went to Grenada to spend a week during Christmas time to celebrate Christmas in the Caribbean.
Oh, yes. Please tell us how difficult your freaking life was.
It's not just a bed of roses when you do this. I mean, there are issues that come up that you don't expect that could literally make your time in paradise just slightly
less enjoyable.
Yes. Just maybe slightly less.
Oh, please detail these.
Let me tell you one of the complaints I had in Grenada. It wasn't their fault. It was my fault. I couldn't keep track of time because we were in a different time zone there in Grenada, and my phone was not working because we were in a different country, and my cell phone service provider didn't work, unlike Scott's, which did. But I had my room, and I couldn't, you know, we say, okay, we got to be at the dive boat at 7:30 in the morning.
You're telling me you're telling me that Grenada doesn't have clocks in the hotel rooms?
Well, they did, but you know, who's going to take time to learn how to run one of those technical gadgets?
So he walks around and wakes us all up.
Yeah, at 6:30, I was off an hour. I woke up an hour early because I didn't set the damn thing correctly. And so I lost an hour of sleep, and of course they lost a good 45 minutes because I banged on their door saying, "Hey, where you at? Let's go." Hey, what the hell's the matter with you?
I'm like, "Do you know what time it is? Go back to sleep." Nope, he was ready to go.
I was ready to go. I was, but I was wrong. Very, very seldom am I wrong. Yeah.
Very seldom are you willing to admit it.
Exactly. Yeah, but this
Not the
case,
same.
I was wrong, and I was furious because I realized I just blew an hour of sleep, you know, and I value that immensely.
Oh, so that wasn't an exchange.
What do you mean?
Never mind.
Okay.
You blew an hour of sleep. I misunderstood at first.
Yes. So anyway, this company called iDocs,
you
can check this out at iDocs360.com. They make a protective case and docking system for your iPhone or iTouch. And you think, okay, what's the big deal? How does this apply? Well, you can stick your iPhone or iTouch in this little case, this plastic metal-looking type case, real nice, solid piece of
equipment.
Equipment, yeah, to protect your iPhone. And when you open it up, it actually turns it into a little stand. And, you know, you can get a little free alarm clock app on your phone or your iTouch, and you pop it on there, and you got an instant traveling alarm clock.
Again, that's iDocs360, iDOX360.com. Scott noticed something right away about it that he liked about it. With the iTouch and the iPhone, you've got that touch screen, so you got to be careful and sensitive about it, right, Scott?
Yeah, but when you put it in your pocket without this case, I mean, your keys can scratch it and all that other stuff. But now you can; it's completely encased and it's perfect.
Yeah, it's a nice little protective case for your iPhone, iTouch. But then when you open it up, it turns it into a little stand for it. So you can put it on your nightstand, make it an alarm clock, you know, have your music on there, have your iPhones or earphones in there and plug it up and just have it. And you can sit there and, you know, see the stuff. So it's not just sitting flat on the nightstand or on the table where you can't see it. You have to pick it up and look at it. This thing has it right there.
So, CJ, just so we're on the same page, since we didn't get to go to Grenada, Greg's life was made more difficult because he did have a clock that he could use, but he had to pick it up to look at it.
The thing is, my phone didn't work, so it didn't keep track of the right time. But now, iPhone will do that.
The iTouch did, though.
Well, the iTouch did, but your I couldn't touch, see it. I didn't use it.
Because it was laying... Oh, you didn't use it at all. You didn't use it, but have it laying down.
Right. Okay. Either way, I didn't use it. Yeah, I mean, the thing is like, if it's laying down, you can't see it. Like, if you're, you know, waking up in the middle of the night, you're like, well, I can't hardly see anyway.
What do you use? Your phone?
What do you mean?
To wake you up.
Well, that's what I had
actually
tried to
his
do.
Wife comes into the room and wakes him normally at home.
I tried to
home.
Use my phone, but it didn't keep the right time. It didn't make the time zone change because it didn't know where the hell it was. It thought it was back home in Florida.
Doesn't it do that automatically?
Well, you would think, but my service provider didn't do that. It wasn't
because he didn't have service.
Yes.
And since Greg is so technologically advanced, he couldn't figure out how to change it on his own.
Well, I didn't realize it. I was an hour early all week.
Yeah, it wasn't just the first day.
Yeah, this happened like okay, 4 or 3 days in
hold
a row.
Hold on, one sec, hold on. You didn't figure it out until you came back?
Oh, when we came back, he was on the right time.
Yeah.
Hold on.
By the time I figured it out, I was like, I changed now. I'll
How many times
tomorrow.
Can you be an hour early for something and not figure it out?
7.
Well, it turns out there is a number.
I'm guessing there weren't that many scheduled activities requiring Greg's, you know, prompt arrival.
And that is the key. There was only like 1 or 2 days where that came into effect.
Shocker.
And the first day I was screwed. The second day I kind of had it right, but I wasn't 100% sure because I was like, gosh, did I set this right? Did I mess it up again or what? But I was right the second time, but that was purely by chance.
Okay.
This iDocs will help me. You know, resolve
how?
That potential because I can use my iTouch as an alarm clock now
because
when I'm traveling.
You can't figure out how to use your phone.
Yeah, well, my phone doesn't work in all these different places. And iPhones and things like that. As long as you have a Wi-Fi connection or a cell service with AT&T, which you know you pretty much get that anywhere in the world, they will it'll do the right time for you.
Now, I know a lot of people think you've tuned in to Apple Radio. This is not the case at all. Folks, you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to whining about figuring out the time in exotic locations.
When you're scuba diving. So, now see, it's all, it comes, it's full circle.
There, I get it.
Really, if only we had you at the pitch meeting.
But see, these are the kind of products that, you know, divers, you know, they don't think about this kind of thing. And this is actually a pretty cool little travel product if you're a scuba diver. You know, it protects your iPhone and iTouch. So it's a case, which everybody pretty much needs a case for their phones. Might as well make one that, get one that'll double as a docking system too. And then, you know, it does double duty and you'll never be late for the dive boat.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to just use this on travel. I'm going to use it all the time.
Exactly. He will never leave home without it again.
That'll be great.
iDocs360.com. All right, more equipment reviews. And we got a fitting, a mermaid fitting coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bob Talbot, marine photographer and filmmaker. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now, here's a guy with a perfect face for radio, and God knows I know what I'm talking about, Greg the Dive Master.
All right, he's a world-class photographer, but I think he just took a shot at me. Or a picture. Maybe that's what it was. He just took a picture. Huh?
No, he described you accurately as looking like you should be on radio.
Sure, Mr. No Hair. Whatever you say.
Are you talking to Bill, myself, or Scott?
Oh, good question.
There's three of us here.
I'm outnumbered. I can't make any bald jokes today, can I?
Well, you can. You just got three people that'll punch you in the shoulder for it.
Okay. Very nice. All right. Well, look, we got a lot of stuff to cover. I'm not sure what it's going to be because, once again, I had a computer meltdown and I have no material today. Actually, I do got a couple stories that are ingrained on my brain that we'll get into here in just a bit. But do, But do we need to
this program is tattooed inside of your skull?
Well, there's things that I read during the week that I actually don't forget that have something to do loosely with scuba diving.
You actually read?
I do read. And, well, actually, I just watch TV and see pictures. I saw a picture in the newspaper, actually. What are you laughing at, CJ?
We've both been replaced, CJ.
What did I miss?
I made a funny.
I wish you'd done it on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
For those of you listening to the podcast, roll this back about 15 seconds.
All right, so moving on.
Yes.
Do we do the mermaid measuring now, Angela, or do you need to be like...
do you need to get into the mood?
Yeah.
No, I will be clothed for this one, sorry.
Well,
wow,
no,
that's hard.
I didn't say that you weren't going to be clothed.
No, he did.
Scott did. SingleScott.com. And, okay, so Scott's going to do the measuring?
All right, now, honestly, there's only short straws.
I could probably do it myself. Yeah, I think I was going to do it myself.
That wouldn't be probably. You have to stand erect.
And
do the measuring to make sure we get the proper alignment when you are in a mermaid tail. Yeah, we have to get measurements like from waist down to your to the floor, the inseam. Which maybe we should off.
Yeah, you can
that
stop
off.
Practicing that.
Is there an inseam in a mermaid tail? I don't think so.
Yes, there is, Bill.
Yeah.
I mean,
Bill. That's Bill. We need to measure that.
Yeah, we need to measure that. Go with it.
That's
Trust
funny
me.
Because that's not on the list of measurements I have here.
Yeah, that's there. Absolutely.
Oh, no, don't see it.
No.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't. I'm just saying, just to be extra careful, we need to get all the measurements we can. And so, I don't know, we'll figure this out as time goes on. I guess let's talk about this other story then.
All right.
Okay.
Florida Keys, this week there was a story in the Orlando Sentinel. Yes, I do read.
Nice.
And it talks about
nice
how
for
the,
bragging and saying it's the Sentinel you read. Good work.
The Florida Keys, this cold snap we had in Florida a couple weeks ago, has affected the shallow water coral in the Keys, and caused it to bleach white.
And, interesting.
You know, they're saying we had a massive coral kill-off in the Florida Keys. That's what was reported, but is it true?
Hope not.
Or is this more global warming, or I don't know, how could it be
global
warming?
Cooling.
It would be something wrong.
Just so I understand, can coral only exist in a 5-degree temperature range? If it gets too hot, they die. If it gets too cold, they die. If Al Gore looks at it funny, they die.
Evidently, yes.
They're very sensitive, Bill. Stop it.
So... we're going to have to call our buddy Captain Slate down there.
If Single Scott goes down and measures it, does it die?
I'll do that.
I'll do that, too. But yeah, I don't know. It sounds like it might be, much to do about nothing. I hope.
Okay.
Because, and before you freak out or think that this is, oh, my gosh, I had a trip scheduled for the Keys. Maybe I should rethink that. This isn't affecting... the dive sites like Molasses Reefs and some of the more popular dive sites.
We're talking about,
which are deeper.
We're talking about legitimately shallow. I mean,
yeah,
we're talking about like 10 feet, 15 feet.
And shallower. Which is still, I mean, that's prime lobster territory.
I think we need to go investigate.
Well, very well. Very well. Maybe we should. I mean, but we've heard is that's not necessarily the case. But let's try to get Captain Slate on the line.
I will do
that. So we'll get a first-hand report, find out what's affecting the Florida Keys coral next.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba. Scuba. Scuba. Scuba. Scuba. Radio.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
So at the commercial break, CJ, you have a theory on how to address this issue in the Florida Keys with the cold water coral kill?
Yeah, I think we need to do this the right... Man, if he could turn the music down, that would be fantastic.
That's a producer's duty.
He's unavailable at the moment.
Yeah, that's fine. And
there we go.
There you go, yeah.
Sorry, I was on the phone.
He's a huge Billy Joel fan. That's it.
He is. Want to milk it for every note he could get.
Yes.
Him and Billy, like this.
Well, I kind of look like him.
He actually was his tailor at one time. He took his measurements.
His inseam?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
But you were saying...
Joel's jockeys.
But you have a theory on what you think... might solve this issue with the cold water kill?
I think what we should do as responsible, concerned citizens and environmentally aware divers is we need to get a government grant of at least, it's going to cost at least $3 to $5 million.
Yeah.
That and seems conservative to me.
Yeah, and we're going to need to get down there and seriously do at least a 7 to 10 year study.
Now, this article...
And really gather some...
This article actually quotes several marine scientists down there in the Keys, you know, and they're the ones who bring up this issue. So are you saying that maybe they're influenced by the fact that they're trying to gun for some grant money instead?
I'm saying we
should beat them to the punch?
I'm saying that all of us in this room should independently go down collectively and independently and study this. Many, many, many dives.
Yes. And I think, you know, you might be onto something.
And
there.
I mean, you can only really concentrate if you're put up in a first class accommodations. You know, money is not, if you're stressed out thinking about paying for stuff, you can't really study coral.
Yeah. If you have to pay your bills, how are you supposed to focus on
exactly
the coral reef in the Florida Keys?
So I'll write a letter.
Dear Mr. Obama.
Right. We need some damn money.
I would like to be stimulated. And I have an idea.
Bill, can we isolate that?
Maybe you can measure his inseam.
Hey, now.
There we go.
You know what? I don't know if we have a fine enough measuring device to see if he's been stimulated properly or not.
Yeah. Speak for yourself, Bozo. Wait a minute.
Did I say that out loud?
Got those big shoes.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, I'm Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center in Key Largo, Florida, and you're listening to my good buddy and dive pal, Greg the Dive Master, from the world's first radio show devoted to diving, Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
See, that's what happens when you dive in too cold a water. You start breaking out in song.
That'll happen.
Yeah, we're trying to connect with Captain Slate.
Well, actually,
some trouble.
I was able to speak to him just for a brief moment,
and I
asked him about it, and I asked if he had any comment about the bleaching.
Oh, really?
And the cold water and how it may be affecting the diving.
Mm.
And this is his exact reaction.
Ah, okay. So he drank it.
I'm going to take that as a no.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that as a no. That's not a problem.
He doesn't like it.
A non-issue.
It's a non-issue. Yeah. Well, like I said, it's shallow water coral, what we're talking about. We're not
so where you might snorkel, not where you would dive.
Yes. And how, and you know, they don't know how much it's done, but they think it is substantial. We'll see. And time will tell. But I do like CJ's idea that we ought to gather together as divers, not just here in this room, but everybody listening to my voice as we speak. We should join together as divers and petition the government for stimulus money so we can go down there and investigate ourselves.
And this is not about stimulus. I think you're lumping us in to that whole stimulus. This is not about stimulus. This is about the future of the coral reef. The coral reef is not there for you and I to enjoy. It is for our children and for our children's children and any children which may accidentally emerge from this tail measuring that's about to happen.
Much like a coral spawning.
Much like a coral spawning.
Much like that, I would say, possibly.
Yes.
But I don't know. That was a pretty good pitch, Bill. We'll see if Barack will go for it. But that's our plan. And I
don't think he likes being called Barack. I think he prefers being called Your Majesty. I'm going to
really?
Check on that.
Okay.
It's something. There's a more formal title than Barack. I don't.
Your Majesty. Will
Happy
that work?
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Mr. President is what he prefers.
Yeah. Please don't.
That's
do that.
That's how I remember.
Don't do that. Take that out of your pitch. You're going to blow it for us right there.
All right.
All right, well, look, we got to talk about some places we want to go this year. You know, this is the first time CJ's been in the studio for a few weeks, and I know he is gunning to do some diving, whether it's down there in the Florida Keys, even though the water temp might be... It's actually, I think, warmed back up now. It's not nearly as cold as it was, obviously.
Got to get back to the Keys.
Got to get down
underwater. And it's a lot warmer than it is at Hague Quarry. Just throwing that out there.
Actually, it's not.
What?
Yeah,
the water in the Keys is not warmer than the water in Hague Quarry?
Well, maybe it is. Okay, I guess it is.
Hague Quarry is not a spring. There's ice.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Definitely yeah. I'm right.
Well, 3 weeks we're going to go up there, and you know, I did get petitioned to do that dive.
I would love to see that happen.
And I said no. But Angela and Scott are still up for the possibility.
Wait.
Okay, Angela is.
I'll go.
Angela's willing to jump in the water in a mermaid outfit.
Okay, that's where that stops.
No?
I have a mermaid outfit.
What you guys are forgetting is that mermaids are a lot tougher than we are.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
We are, and I'm not afraid to admit, and CJ, you may not be afraid to admit, I am a warm water wuss.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Greg is a warm water wuss.
The coldest I've ever been was the springs with the manatees.
72 degrees is as cold as I'm willing to go for any reason.
It's freezing.
That's it.
Yeah, 72 is freezing as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
The mermaids,
likes that. That's
the mermaids
like
swim in springs with almost no clothes on.
Yes.
I like it too.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
It's a crab island rendezvous.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We have connected. Yes, you've heard him right there. Captain Slate is on the line. I believe he's in the car, but we'll get to the bottom of this cold water coral kill off in the Florida Keys. I think it's a bunch of crap, and maybe one of those things. Once again, the sky is falling and it's being overreported. Let's find out for the man who knows firsthand. Captain Slate, how you doing, buddy? Well, I guess he's not there.
The cold has destroyed his phone.
Oh my gosh! We'll get him back in just a second. I know he's traveling. His cell phone might have dropped there, but he was telling me there at the break that he did believe that it was nonsense. As a matter of fact, he said he was diving this morning, and so he can give us a firsthand report of what he's seen there in Key Largo at the top of the Keys, where it probably would be the coldest in the entire Florida Key chain since he's the farthest north. So if anyone's going to know if there's been a coral kill-off and what is the true... You know, what is the state or what is the real situation of what's going on with this story? He would know. All right, so it's top line. Okay, here we go. Captain Slade, are you there, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
I'm good. How are you? So, Captain Slade, what is your take on this shallow water coral kill-off story that we saw this week?
Well, I can honestly tell you that I got out of water... Call dead anywhere, and I looked for it because I'd heard this rumor, and I dove Thursday or Wednesday and didn't see it. Now we did.
Is he still in the water? That's the.
It's hard to tell. It is hard to tell.
Captain,
we just lost him.
I think we just lost him again. All right. Well, obviously he's traveling right now. He's driving down to the Keys. But I think what he said in a nutshell is that hadn't seen any evidence of any shallow water cold or kill off
Greg,
of Greg, coral. What?
You failed to consider one possibility.
The fact that it does affect his cell phone?
The fact that someone doesn't want him talking to us.
Oh. That could be.
That's someone right. Doesn't like what he has to say.
You know what? Because they kind of allude in the story that this could be, you know, another effect of global warming.
Conspiracy.
Even though it's too cold. You know, that's the thing. That's the when you think, global warming would make things warmer. Well, they also say it makes things colder.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't know. They come up with any argument they can to support their... thing on that, but I had some guy tell me.
I'm wondering what do you think's happening here?
Global warming caused that cold snap we had in Florida a couple of weeks ago.
My lumbago's acting up.
Killing all the coral, and see.
Global warming is also responsible for the Avatar movie, and Twilight.
Exactly.
And
But you might be.
And American Idol kind of sucks this year. I think that's because of global warming.
That, well, hey, come on, that's a given. Now,
I thought you might be onto a monkey.
I think you might be onto something, CJ. Though they don't want to. I mean, that could have been Al Gore that was interfering.
Even
with
though now we all could be in grave danger, we need to press on and investigate this.
So you want to go back to the whole?
We need to get down to the keys.
More important than it has ever been before.
Thank you, Bill. There's no time to waste.
And we need the government to pay for it.
That's right.
I like CJ, that. I say we leave now.
I mean, this second.
Let's do it.
Let's just leave right now.
No, you stay here.
Oh.
We'll report back.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We'll call in. And
you want to be the man on the street.
Yeah.
Or the man in the water.
Yeah.
We want to be the seaman.
I bet you do. All right, so...
What do you mean?
Nothing. All right, so, well, let's talk about other places to go, then. Because I know you want to get back and do some stuff in the Keys, because it's so convenient for us in Florida.
It's a scant 300 miles away.
No, it's a 4 or 5 hour drive, and you're down to Key Largo, Bill.
So when you go with Greg...
That's acceptable.
4 or 5 hours seems like only 16.
That's right. You know, because he.
I will frequently stop and have an overnight stay in a hotel on a trip down to the Keys with Greg.
79 steel tanks on the wall. That whole song thing that we
that was a song. Tanks. Interesting.
It was kind of. I didn't put as much emotion.
You're making fun of the American Idol contestants with that.
I was.
Okay.
Just trying to stay topical. But
like an ointment.
Let's stay tropical.
Okay.
Ooh.
So where do you want to go? If it's not the Keys, you want to hop on a plane and go someplace tropical?
Hawaii.
I talked to our buddy Glenn at Kona Honu Divers. We can get a Honu diving experience.
What kind of divers? I think he cleared his throat there in the middle.
Kona.
Mantas.
Kona Honu Divers.
Kona
in
Honu.
In Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
Unbelievable diving. It was great.
Yeah, it was Hawaii. Really nice. Yeah, and I talked to Glenn about going back there in the probably anywhere from June, July, August time frame.
You've been there.
I've been there, and they want us to come back.
I hear that place gives you blue balls.
Sorry? Well, you can purchase them.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they want you back?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Why on God's green earth would you want blue balls?
They're chocolate.
Yeah, they're chocolate.
It's a macadamia nut covered in white chocolate that's been colored blue.
You eat them. Have you eaten these blue balls?
That's actually what I got as a gift. I don't get to go anywhere, but he brings me back these great treasures he finds around the world.
So you're saying Greg gave you blue balls?
That's not the first time.
Actually it was, as far as I know.
So where else?
Hawaii, so you want to go there. Why do you want to go to Hawaii to dive? Is there anything in particular?
It's overrated. There's only room for one of us,
pretty much
CJ.
Every dive magazine I've ever seen portrays it as awesome.
All right, so it's the look that you've seen. It's not necessarily what you are looking to dive with underwater. It's just the scenery, the reef.
The big critters and all
the fantasy
cool
island
stuff.
That kind of thing.
Fantasy island,
wasn't that Hawaii?
What are you drinking?
What are you?
What's in that coffee cup?
Fantasy Island was set, and I hate to even bring this up, on Fantasy Island. That thus its name. Magnum PI was set in Hawaii. Hawaii 5-0 was set in Hawaii. Not Fantasy Island.
I could have swore I saw a little midget when I was in Hawaii waving us in when we dropped.
Tattoo?
They prefer to be called Hervé Villages.
He wasn't Hawaiian. I could have swore he was Hawaiian.
No, that's Don Ho.
Ah, okay.
Don't call him a hoe.
What the hell are you doing?
I love this unscripted programming.
Oh, God, help us.
I think I'm crashing from too much coffee today. Maybe that's my excuse. I'm going to stick with that one for now, at least.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry.
Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreAdventures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Adventures apart from the rest. That's why, for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Adventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
I got laid down in Hawaii by a brown-skinned girl with a Mai Tai in one hand. Then I got laid on the beach in Maui by a brown-eyed girl on that warm Hawaiian sand.
All right, CJ, that's why you want to go to Hawaii, is to get laid? On that warm Hawaiian sand. And kind of mark that one off the list, so
among
to speak.
Among other things.
Yeah. Scuba dive, get your lay when you get off the plane.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't a guy?
You could also get laid by a manta.
That's right. Angela marked that one off the list.
Yep. Did that.
I think I'll skip that one.
Angela wants to go back and see your boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we still haven't determined whether or not that was a male manta or a female manta that molested you.
You know, either way works for me.
Yeah.
I'm really not all that caught up in the traditional gender roles.
The video of that little episode is
It's good that you're free like that, Phil.
ScubaRadio.com, and there is no $9.95 subscription fee to view that
But there should
clip.
Be.
Not yet.
It's a little romantic moment. Our little version of, I guess, bestiality at Scuba Radio.
That's disgusting, Greg, and I'm really offended.
What do you
Seriously.
Mean?
I can listen to a lot of garbage come out of your mouth week in and week out, but this really, you've gone too far.
No, I'm just talking about one of the features of our new website where you can actually view some of these things that we're talking about. That was a special moment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was captured on film.
All right, never mind.
That's not garbage.
My bad.
That was a wildlife moment. That was a discovery moment caught on film.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of something else. I thought you were going a totally different way with that. I'm sorry.
Really?
I apologize.
Okay. All right, well, look.
No trouble, CJ. Honest mistake. Could have happened to anybody.
Yeah. All right, sorry, buddy.
Well, we'll talk about other wildlife adventures we can encounter or look forward to here in the new year in hour two. Also, Our World Underwater.
Penguin humping?
Is that on your list, really?
Spam whale.
What?
Actually,
spam whale?
Sperm.
Sperm whale.
Actually,
lovely sperm.
There were some right whale spottings or sightings off of the... Florida coast here last week.
As well there should be. Northern right whale.
How do you know it's the right whale?
It floats when you kill it, and it swims close to shore. Honest to goodness. And that's why they called the right whale.
Thanks, Harpoon Dan.
I never thought about it, Bill the producer, having that new moniker, but I kind of like the hand. Harpoon Dan. Really? Not bad, not bad at all. Well, if this is what you have to look forward to in hour two, let me just ask you to listen anyway. All right, because we got another hour of this nonsense coming up, and we're just getting started right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife.
siphon me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.